Hello, friends, and welcome to Everyday Truth with Kurt Skelly. We're here to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation. We're studying the book of Romans and learning how the power of the gospel impacts every part of our lives. Now, let's join Kurt for today's episode.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to today's episode of Everyday Truth. We are in Romans chapter 11, and I want you to jump right down to verse number 17, and we'll pick it up kind of where we left it off last episode. It says, if some of the branches be broken off, so the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Gentiles. We know that because back in verse number 13, he says, I speak to you Gentiles. Doesn't get much more clear than that. And in speaking to the Gentiles, he wants them to understand their position in Christ. And the position they have in Christ is wonderful. They've been grafted into this olive tree. Oftentimes in Scripture, the nation of Israel is referred to as a vine or as an olive tree. You'll see that throughout the Old Testament. I think that's the imagery that Jesus was using in John 15 when he talked about, I am the true vine. And so here in Romans 11, as the Apostle Paul uses the illustration of an olive tree, it's difficult if you don't just stop and think about it to keep it all straight. So let me see if I can give the extended metaphor first, and then as we read it, we'll understand it a bit better. So in this olive tree, you have branches, and some branches are intact, and they are receiving the nutrients from the root. They're part of the olive tree. Other branches have been cut off, pruned. So anyone that understands horticulture or understands the development of an olive orchard would understand that principle. So you have branches that are intact, and then you have branches that have been cut off. And that would represent Israel. So some of Israel is still intact to the olive tree and to its roots, that would be believing Israel. Those that are Israel, that are believers, they remain in the root. They are Abraham's seed. Remember, not all Israel is Israel, Romans chapter 9. So the Apostle Paul is making the point that the branches, natural branches here refers to Israel, that are intact, that represents believing Israel. And the branches that have been cut off are ethnic Israelites, that they're Israel by lineage, but because they have not believed on the seed of Abraham, they've not believed on Messiah, they have been cut off because of unbelief. And that's the whole point in Romans 9, 10, and 11, that faith is the faith is the difference maker. Do I believe the promise of God? Do I believe in Messiah? Do I believe in God's plan? So when it comes to Israel, you have branches that are intact and branches that have been cut off. But then Paul introduces a third component, and that is there are branches that have been grafted in, like a wild, from a wild olive tree that have been grafted in. And that represents the Gentiles, not all Gentiles, but believing Gentiles, those that have entered into the covenant promises of God by faith. And that's the extended teaching of Romans 9, 10, and 11. It's why the Apostle Paul is writing this, to explain to the Jews that God hasn't given up on you, but there's a reason why Gentiles have been added in, and that is because of their faith in Messiah. So, got it? There's an olive tree. The olive tree has branches that are intact that have always been there. Those are believing Israelites. Branches that have been pruned off, those are unbelieving Israelites. And then branches that have been grafted in, those are believing Gentiles. So, look, with all of that in mind, look back at verse number 17. And some of the branches be broken off, and thou, he's speaking to the Gentiles, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. So graft in among them. And that's the wonderful truth of the New Testament local church that is both Jew and Gentile. That's the point that the Apostle Paul makes in Ephesians chapter 2 and in many other places for that matter. And that is this wonderful one-bodiness of Jew and Gentile, that this is a mystery. This is something that the Jews never could have envisioned. And yet the Bible predicted it over and over again, that there would be this one body sharing the same faith in Jesus Christ, a true Israel in that sense, Romans 9 and verse 6. So here's this tree, and this tree has branches. Some branches are natural branches, believing Jews. Some are unnatural branches. They've been grafted in, but they all take nutrient from the same root, from the same trunk. And of course, that is Jesus Christ. Now, verse number 18. Boast not against the branches. So Paul again is talking to the Gentiles and saying, don't get haughty. Don't get full of yourself. Don't boast against the branches. Here, the branches refer to the natural branches, believing Jews. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. In other words, Gentiles, understand that you have entered into the promise that God made to Israel. You have entered into the promise that God made to his covenant people. You're the Johnny-come-latelys here. You're the ones that have been grafted in by mercy, by grace, that has been activated by your faith. And so don't get high and haughty. It's interesting because this is the same language that the Apostle Paul used in reference to the Jews in Romans chapter 9, where he said, "You know, don't you assume that just because you have lineage or just because you have the law or just because you think you keep the law, that somehow you can earn status with God. Because status with God, a right standing with God, is not a matter of lineage. And it's not a matter of works. It's a matter of grace. It's a matter of God's faithfulness to his promise. And you're entering into that covenant by faith." And so here he warns the Gentiles of the same kind of pride that he's already warned the Jews about back in chapter 9. So back to verse number 18. So boast not against the branches. If thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. So another maybe example of Gentile pride would be, oh, so, you know, God was making room for me. So the purpose that God got rid of them so he could include me. Almost like God's done with Israel, and now we're the cat's meow. And that's a very, very dangerous and proud philosophy that some Christians have adopted. In fact, there is a very dangerous doctrine called replacement theology that somehow teaches that the church has replaced Israel, and the promises that God made to Israel are really only valid insofar that the church now enjoys those promises, and God's dealing with ethnic Israel is all over, is done. And of course, that is not true, and that goes against the teaching of Scripture. God made a promise to Abraham that included both a land promise and a seed promise. And you and I, as Gentiles, can come into the seed promise of Abraham by faith, but that does not negate the fact that God has some special plans and has made some special promises to ethnic Israel. Indeed, he's not done with his attention being focused upon them. And even though right now you and I are in a period of time that is the interim time between Daniel's 69th week and Daniel's 70th week, that does not mean that God will not again turn all of his focus upon ethnic Israel in what we call the 70th week, that 7-year period of time that sometimes we call the tribulation, when in fact, really, it's only the second half of that week. That's the Great Tribulation. Be that as it may, there will come a time in the future, I think sometime soon, when God's attention will again be on Israel specifically. And you and I, as New Testament saints, will have been caught out of this world, the rapture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and God's attention again will be upon Israel, and all Israel will see Jesus for who he is at the end of that 70th week. And we're going to get there right here in this chapter. So please understand that, you know, God has not abrogated his promises to Israel. Look again at verse number 19. So the pride of the Gentiles might be, well, you know, God's done with Israel and it's all about us right now. No, that would be a very proud way to look at it. And can I just say that down through history, Christianity has had some really dark seasons when, because they have believed this lie that God's done with Israel and we are now Israel, that somehow the Jews are to be persecuted. Is some of the greatest examples of anti-Semitism in history have not been examples of anti-Semitism by Muslims, although there are certainly some examples of that, especially today. But boy, you study church history, and there are some horrific examples of anti-Semitism by Christians. Why? Because they bought into the lie suggested here in verse number 19. So let's be very careful. Look at verse number 20. So verse 19, thou wilt say that branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Okay, well, in part that's true. So Paul says, well, okay, but watch the clarification in verse number 20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. So I think I misspoke before, because the branches in verse number 18 and 19 are speaking about the branches that were broken off, the Israel, the unbelieving Israel. So in verse number 20, it says that they were broken off because of unbelief. So don't you be so proud, Gentiles, as a group, just like he dealt with the Jews as a group. So now Paul says, okay, as a group, Gentiles, don't be proud and erroneously think that, well, we're Gentiles, so we're in. No, you're not in because you're Gentiles any more than the Jews were in because they were Jews. They're not in because of their lineage, and you're not in because of your Gentileness. No, we are in for one reason. And the one reason that anybody is in, whether Jew or Gentile, is because of belief. Believing the promises of God. Believing in the sum total of those promises being fulfilled in Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so they were cut off because of one reason, unbelief. So don't get so proud as a group, Gentiles, because your only chance of getting in was belief. So see how the Apostle Paul brings it right back to one's faith. It is faith that is the difference maker. Now, if you would, verse number 21, for if God spared not the natural branches, so think about who are the natural branches. Those are ethnic Israel. And God was willing to cut off some in ethnic Israel, the unbelievers. So if God is willing to cut off those who are part of his covenant people, who have enjoyed some of his special covenant promises, but because they have not believed, they've been cut off, then, you know, what standing do unbelieving Gentiles have? And of course, none. That's the point. And that's the point Paul is making. So verse number 21, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. So Paul speaking to the Gentiles as a group and reminding them that you need to maintain humility, not high-mindedness. You need to have an element of fear and trepidation, not cockiness. Why? Because you're undeserving. And everyone is undeserving. and all are confirmed sinners, Romans 1 and 2 and 3. And our only hope is the righteousness which can be gifted to us, the very righteousness of Jesus, and the only way by which to access that righteousness is by faith, is by faith. So it comes back to humility and faith, as we have seen over and over again in our study of the book of Romans. Wow, I am out of time. I just glanced at the clock, so we're going to stop right there. We're going to jump into verse number 22 next time. Hope you'll join us. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If you enjoy Everyday Truth, take a moment to subscribe or share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, God bless.